This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi everyone, Delphina Correa here from Be Made Whole and Maxwell Leadership. Today we're starting a new series, and the title of the series is Getting Healthy One Step at a Time. This series is based on a book that I wrote, and this book was birthed out of all the questions that people asked me and the overwhelming sensation people feel when they want to go healthy. And that's where the book came about, One Step at a Time. I want to start off by telling you a little story, my own experience, where this whole journey began of health. It's 2002. I'm lying in the spa and I'm having a facial. And you know, the women will understand this when that steam is blowing on your face and you're just lying there relaxing, and I'm minding my own business and I'm clearing my mind and I'm not thinking about anything. I'm trying to do absolutely nothing. And I'm sure some of you have had that where God has to kind of get you that quiet where your mind and everything is cleared out, and then he starts talking to you. So there I am lying, minding my own business, quietly, trying very hard not to think of anything. And in that little space, I hear the voice of the Lord speak to me, and he says, it's really fine for you to do all these procedures and all these cosmetic kind of things on the external side of your body. But if you really want to look good and feel good, and no matter how old you are, you want to be in a good position physically, the way you got to do it is from the inside out. And then he gave me four pillars of health. And they were eat healthily, drink enough water, exercise enough, and get enough rest. That was just the first lesson. That wasn't everything. In the book, I speak a lot more about the other aspects of health. But that was the beginning of the journey when I realized that it's from the inside out. And at that time, I had had my second child, and he was very sickly in his first few years. And around that time, I had been questioning the Lord, because in his first year, we were in and out of the hospital and with doctors, and he had all kinds of ailments and dehydration, all kinds of things, and he nearly died of dehydration at 5 weeks old. And, you know, this is happening now for about a year, and I've been questioning the Lord at that time. And I was saying, this cannot be God's will for my child's life, the state of health. And it was all in this time that he spoke to me about a health journey. And there were many lessons that came after that, but these were like the four basic pillars that he gave me on the physical side of health. But really, your health is much more than just your body. It's your thought life, your emotional health, wise choices, relationships, and your spiritual well-being. And over the years, the Lord would teach me about those other aspects as well. So getting healthy is not a flash. As you can see, with all these different areas of health, it's really a journey that we go on. It's a lifestyle. And when we make the changes one step at a time, it helps us to make it sustainable. And we don't just go kind of cold turkey and just, you know, switch over from one way of living to completely another way. You want to change it bit by bit. And it's never going to be perfect. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to be perfect. Perfection isn't sustainable. All you have to do is do the best that you can with what you have at that time. And that's how this book came about, One Step at a Time. There's this big elephant in the room. And how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So the obvious situation you might be feeling, if you're listening, you might be one of those people that it's pretty obvious you got to get a grip on your health. I believe that this series is really going to help you. I'll tell you at the end where you can get the book, and I'll give you all that information. But I would really encourage you to keep listening for the next 5 or 6 weeks as we go through the series. So when it comes to being healthy, there are many ways to do it right. There are many kind of right ways. Some will say you've got to eat a lot of fats and have little carbs. Some even say, you know, no carbs. One person once said to me, you know, if it grows in the ground, they don't eat it. They were totally banting keto, all those names that they have. But there's that thought process. And then there's that other one, don't drink your water too cold. Then it's 6 to 8 glasses. You've got to have that every day. And then it's X calories and counting your calories, weighing all the food that you eat. And then how about the sleep? You've got to have 8 hours of sleep every night. Now, all these principles, they do have value. But imagine if we had to live strictly with rules. When you live by all these rules and try to adhere perfectly to them and try to follow every new rule that you hear, it's just not sustainable. If I had to follow all the rules that I've heard about being healthy, you know, my life would be very lonely and selfish. I wouldn't have any relationships. I'd be rigid. I'd even be unmerciful. Just as I'm unmerciful on myself, I would be on others. You know, I would neglect the other more important parts of life, like relationships and peace and joy, having fun. And so we can't follow all these rules. And the idea is not to follow a bunch of rules. There's that scripture that says you've got to work out your own salvation. Well, I want to say you need to work out your own diet and your own lifestyle as well, because the same things don't work for everybody, and you've got to find what works for you. But now there is a way to live wisely, that you don't have to be rigid and following a whole bunch of rules. It's a life that is not, that doesn't cause bondage. Because very often we think of getting healthy. You know, the first thing you think of, oh, you've got to eat all these terrible tasting things. And people seem to think that they're going to lose their fun when they live a healthy lifestyle. But here's the thing. True wisdom brings freedom. This is the difference between perfection and excellence. Perfection brings bondage, but excellence brings freedom. And all you have to do is just do the best that you can with what you have and allow the Lord to complete the rest. And learn to forgive yourself. You know, we make mistakes. It's like you didn't exercise last week and now you try to catch it up this week. Don't even go there. You're never going to catch it up. Just start again and forgive yourself and just let yesterday go and do what you need to do for today. And sometimes our imperfections are hidden. Other times it's obvious. It's evident on our bodies that there's something wrong. So everyone's got something wrong. You know, some people look beautiful on the outside, but inside they're lonely or they're afraid and they've got even emotional trauma that they're dealing with. And the inside is not as beautiful as the outside, but everyone's got something. So it's not going to be perfect. You know, when we, if you watch too many of these, if you look at too many pictures of all the celebrities, you know, they're all done up and everything is made to look perfect. And the photos aren't even real. They've all been photoshopped and there's so much effort put into making it look perfect. Then we feel inferior when we look at it. We feel like, you know, we've got to try to look perfect as well. But you don't have to be perfect. I find that the most beautiful people are not the happiest people are not the ones that have the natural beauty, the most good looking or beautiful, the perfect bodies. The happiest people are the ones who just do the best that they can with what they have. Because you can look great on the outside, but be completely in a bondage on the inside, and you don't want to go there. That's why I wrote this book. It's about just doing what you can and making little changes. It's more like a lifestyle of freedom in your health than just a list of rules of all the things you must do and all the things you mustn't do. Because life isn't perfect. But here's the thing. We can have a perfect kind of attitude in the midst of imperfection. A good man falls 7 times and he gets up again. So if you're listening today and you feel like you have fallen down and you're struggling, I just want to ask you, get up again. Would you get up again one more time? Try a different way that's more sustainable and that's more likely going to give you victory. So when it comes to our health, no matter what area it is in, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, I'll be getting into all those things throughout the series. But there are a few basics that are good things to live by. It's principles to live by that will just help to keep you in the place of freedom while you're on your health journey. And these principles are not just for a healthy diet or a healthy lifestyle. It's life principles for any area of your life, your home life, your marriage, your work life, how you conduct relationships. These are principles to live by that will really give you more peace and make you better on the inside than what you are on the outside and little really help you to grow. So the first thing is, like I've mentioned, just do the best you can. Someone once said he was a basketball player who was really tall, and they interviewed him and asked him what he attributed his success to. And he said, just use what you got. And he was really tall, so that worked for basketball. He just used what he had. So just use what you got and do the best that you can with what you have, and be thankful for what you do have. There's a guideline that I also believe is really good, and that's what I call the 80-20 rule. Some people call it the Pareto principle. 80% of the time, be looking after your health. And then the other 20%, when you don't know what they've put in the food, and when you just want to relax and take a day off from all the things that you have to do, you can chill on that time. You give yourself that break. Give yourself that opportunity to go have something nice that you know is not really healthy, but, you know, it's a treat. So if you follow more or less the 80-20 guideline, I believe your body will really be able to do what it needs to do with the good things that you eat, and it'll also be able to get rid of all the junk that we every now and then eat. And like I said, it's not only something that's an obvious and junk food or ice creams and fast foods and all that, but sometimes it's what you don't know has been put in the food. Your body knows what to do with that. It'll know how to get rid of those things. Just at least try more or less 80% of the time to be eating healthy, being active, and all those other aspects that we'll get into throughout the series. Remember to always have the mind that the glass is half full and not half empty. People who have the half full mindset instead of the half empty mindset, they are I can people. And I want to encourage you to have an I can attitude. We shouldn't be saying I can't. We should rather be saying I can, or if we don't know how we can, to ask ourselves, how can I? In which way can I overcome this challenge? Because let's face it, living healthily can be challenging at times. We face various kinds of challenges, financial, discipline challenges, all kinds of challenges. And how can I is a good question to ask yourself. And I've mentioned it before about forgiveness. Forgive yourself when you fail, and everyone else too. If I need to be forgiven, and I would like to be forgiven, and I'm worthy of being forgiven, then I should give that same benefit to others. So I've got to forgive myself, and I've got to forgive those who have wronged me too. Because unforgiveness is going to make you sick quicker than having fast foods all the time and having junk food all the time. Because unforgiveness, it destroys you at your very core. From the inside out, it'll destroy you. So we need to let things go. We'll talk more about that later on in the series when we talk about emotional and mental health. Also, I would like to encourage you to judge yourself. Now, that sounds like a strong word, judge yourself. But when I say judge, I don't mean in a critical way or a judgmental way or a fault-finding way. I mean in an evaluating way. So we evaluate. So when we look at the day and we say, oh, the wheels fell off the bus and I went way over on the sugar, for instance, you know, and I can actually feel the sugar rush now. When you feel that, forgive yourself, weigh it up and say, okay, fine, that wasn't good. What I'm going to do now is I make sure that tomorrow I'm back on track and I'm going to be a good steward of my body. So that's what I mean when I say judge yourself. I don't mean in a critical way, but just in an evaluating way. Another good principle to live by that'll give us a lot of peace and that'll even add to your health is to be a blessing to others. Do or give something, at least one thing to someone else every day, expecting nothing in return. Like a smile. How about giving a smile? You'll get a quick harvest on that. You don't expect anything back, but it's interesting that the harvest of a smile comes, I would say, about 99% of the time. And the idea of doing something for someone, it doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. It just needs to be thoughtful. Think of them and do that one little thing for them. Even making a cup of tea for someone, you know, simple. Simple things have so much power in our world, and they serve not only the person we're helping, but they even serve us. On the inside, there's growth taking place. Remember that looking perfect would be great, but most of us don't have that privilege. Having a perfect, in quotation marks, a perfect attitude and mindset is more important. So what is this perfect attitude and mindset? I believe the perfect attitude is one that is always content, but never satisfied. What do I mean by that? Well, contentment has got to do with being at peace where you're at. So you want to have peace wherever you're at. But being satisfied is a different thing. Satisfaction means I've had enough. I've had my fill. I'm full. I don't want more. And we should never have this idea that we've arrived, because we don't really arrive anywhere until we go to heaven one day. So in everything that I do in my world and in my life, there's always another level. There's always something more for me to learn and something more for me to gain from and something more for me to give. So I'd never get to the point where I think I've arrived. And that's why I should never be satisfied. Never satisfied, but always content, because I'm on a journey. And be content with the fact that you're on your journey. Always wanting to improve and having excellence rather than perfection. Talking about sacrifice in our lives, the principle of sacrifice, you know, sacrifice is a good thing. It's not evil. It helps us to keep order and discipline in our lives. And remember that every sacrifice brings its own reward, emotional, mental, physical. So sacrifice is actually a good thing. We stretch in times of sacrifice. That is where we grow. Part of growth is sacrifice, challenges, facing difficulty and finding ways of solving difficult situations. That is all part of our growth and is good for us. Talking now about our attitude when we get older. You know, so many people are afraid. I've heard so many people talk negatively about turning 40. Well, I can say, been there, done that, and it's not that bad. 40 is the age. I mean, some people talk about 30, 50, 60, but no one seems to dislike 40 more than anybody. That seems to be the era that most people dislike, or the age that most people are trying to avoid is probably a better way to put it. But, you know, it took 40 years, and after that, Israel entered the promised land. So 40 should be a good number. So getting older can be glorious and it can be fun, but only if you want it to be. My question is, how much do you want it? I've got another question after that question. If your answer to that is yes, then my next question is, do you want it enough to make the necessary changes? Because sometimes it requires some changes. If you're doing things that you know are not good for you, you want to begin making that U-turn so that you can enjoy your life in your later years. Remember that how you see yourself is how you will be. And your life will always follow what you believe. Did you fail? Well, I want to encourage you to get up again. Dust yourself off. Move on in a forward direction. No looking back with regret. Never be condemned, but always be convicted. What do I mean by that? Condemnation says you are terrible, you're useless, you're a failure, and condemnation will try to keep you down. That's the voice of the devil. And sometimes it's also us, because we don't believe that we can get up again. Convicted is when the Lord speaks to you and says, you know what, I think you should change that, because then you can overcome this problem. Conviction always provides a solution. Conviction always provides encouragement. Conviction always shows you the way to go to overcome and to get through the situation that you find yourself in. So never condemned, but always convicted is a good place to be. And never be afraid of trying new things, because the chances are you'll try a new thing and it might fail. But if you're convicted and if you know that there's always a way, you will find a way to overcome. Even though you failed the first time, you'll get to a point where you overcome. Always remind yourself that the effort and the money that you spend on your health today will save you from a lot of unnecessary expenses, unnecessary medical bills, unnecessary effort, and unnecessary trouble in the future. I'm going to end off today with that. And next week, as we continue, we're going to talk about some aspects of health and things that you can change. I'll give you a few points on some basic things that you can change. There's a lot more in the book, but I'm just going to give you some of the ones that I believe are going to help you just in the time that we have on this show. In the meantime, you can visit my website, bemadewhole.co.za. You'll find the courses that I train there in personal development and leadership. As a certified Maxwell Leadership Trainer, I can also help you get certified if you're interested in becoming a certified speaker or trainer in leadership. And there on the website, you'll also find all the books. You'll find this book as well, Getting Healthy One Step at a Time. All my books are available as hard copies as well as ebooks. Hard copies can be delivered to your door. But if you live near a Brights Hardware store in the Western Cape in South Africa, then you can just pop into one of the Brights and pick up one of those hard copies there as well. The blog is there. And on the blog is where you'll find the podcasts where all these recordings are of all the series that I've done, including this one and all previous series that have been done on radio. And if you hear this, like when this is being aired now, within about 2 or 3 days, you'll find it on the podcast. So you can subscribe to that. There are other videos and other teachings as well related to growth, personal development, success and leadership and all topics in that line. And there's also social media. You can follow me on my weekly, with my weekly personal growth tips and ideas and videos. And there's also community transformation. And there you will see what we're doing as a company, Be Made Whole, what we're doing in the community in South Africa as well as other countries of Africa. Thank you so much for being with me today. Please join me again next week as we continue with Getting Healthy One Step at a Time. Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.